സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാം. ഓം
ഉപദേശസാഹസ്രി. Is such a text which has got number of teachings about Vedanta, in which Vedanta Mahavakya is analyzed. Mahavakya is a sentence which talks about Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam, the oneness of the individual self and the total self. Mahavakya means a statement which talks about the identity or oneness of the individual and the total. Individual means Jivatma, total means Paramatma. This Mahavakya alone can be called as Akhandartha Bodhaka Vakyam. Same Mahavakya which talks about Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam can be called as Akhandartha Bodhaka Vakyam. Akhanda means divisionless. Bodhaka means teaching. Vakyam means a sentence. Akhandartha Bodhaka Vakyam means a sentence that which speaks about that Jivatma, Paramatma are not separable, not separated, indivisible. Both are not having any division. Jivatma is one division, Paramatma is one division. There is no bheda. There is no division, there is no separation between both of them. So, the divisionlessness between the Jivatma and the Paramatma, that sentence is called Mahavakya or Akhandartha Bodhaka. Artha means meaning. Akhandartha Bodhaka, a sentence which gives the meaning of that divisionless self. Self you have to put in a capital, yes. So Atma, self, is one only. It can never be divided. Why we have to say this? People think Jivatma is separated from Paramatma. That is why Jivatma is suffering. Therefore this Jivatma, to come out of this suffering, he or she has to merge with Paramatma. Once separated, later association. Because of dissociation with Paramatma, the Jivatma is suffering. Therefore, let this Jivatma merge with Paramatma. That is called moksha. They think, they talk like this. But what Vedanta says, Jivatma can never be separated from Paramatma. Jivatma can never be divided, parted, separated, or dissociated with Paramatma. It is not possible. Guru is talking about this Mahavakya. He Sishya, Tatu Tvam Asi. You are that Paramatma only. You are that Paramatma only ever. You need not become Paramatma, you are already Paramatma only. And then Guru talks about that Paramatma, you are limitless, Ananda Swarupam, ever secure, all pervading, omniscient, everywhere it is there, no birth, no death, na jayate, na mriyate. And glorifying about this self, and that Paramatma who is having these glories, that is, you are. Then Sishya blinks. Nana, am I limitless, infinite, all pervading, I am only all pervading, but not all pervading. I am with full of limitations. How can I be limitless Brahman? It is unswallowable for a student. When Guru is talking, you are limitless Brahman. Guru is keeping Tvam Pada meaning in a different level. But Sishya taking Aham Vachyartha. Guru is looking at the Sishya as Lakshyartha. Guru talking from the Lakshyartha eye of the student. Sishya listening from Vachyartha eye of himself, Ahankara. So this is the communication gap. Student has to understand, don't listen from Ahankara standpoint. All these glories, Atma, birthless, deathless, immortal, eternal, pure, when we are talking, don't take from Ahankara body-mind standpoint. When Guru takes you as Lakshyartha I, you also must listen as Lakshyartha I and to own up from Lakshyartha I standpoint only. But Guru is talking decades, keeping Lakshyartha in the mind, and Sishya is listening decades, keeping Vachyartha I in the mind. How is it now? The teaching, how it goes, Bhagavanukku da theriyanum enna nadakkiradhu. So this Mahavakya to work, the student also elevate oneself, grasp the teaching from Lakshyartha I, then Mahavakya works. Otherwise janma janmas you listen from Ahankara standpoint, you can never be limitless. You can never be all pervading, you can never be secure, you can never be pure, you can never be eternal from Ahankara standpoint. Therefore, Shankaracharya is teaching that Mahavakya one should listen in this manner. Having said that, one important law he introduced in all these previous chapters, what we did, important law is Yatu yatu drishyam tatu tatu mithya drishyatvatu ghatavatu. I the Atma Lakshyartha I am drik, not drishyam. Drishyam, the whole world comes under drishyam. Three things, components come under drishyam. World comes under drishyam. Body comes under drishyam, mind also comes under drishyam only. Drishya means object. Object to whom? Object to the subject. This clip is an object, drishyam. Drishyam object is an object from the standpoint of subject. Your mother, you are just like mother because of daughter and son, you are mother. Tell me, I am mother. To whom? We ask that question. I am mother, na? To whom? So you are mother from the standpoint of son or daughter. Then only you are mother. That status is given to you. Just like that you cannot say mother. That is only figurative mother. Amma. That amma is only a figurative. But really speaking, Amma is from the standpoint of Putra Putri. Similarly, when I say object, to whom it is object? Object is an object when there is subject. Similarly, world is object, drishyam. Body is an object, drishyam. Mind is an object, drishyam. To whom? To the subject. Who is that subject? Sakshi Chaitanyam Aham Lakshyartha I. I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam, implied meaning Lakshyartha I is Drik. Entire Jagat, body, mind is Drishyam. This is the important law. Then comes, when I am the Drik, world is Drishyam. Am I seeing world directly? The illuminators, there are two illuminators of this world. Mind is also illuminator, Sakshi is also illuminator. In 11th and 12th chapters which we have completed, the subject and object division we saw, always object is different from the subject. So, Atma Chaitanyam, the subject, and the body, mind, and the world. What we have learned, what is the lesson we have learned? Atma is ever the drashta, never the drishyam. World is ever the drishyam, never the drashta. Sanskrit words, we have to understand, we have to translate. As I am saying Sanskrit words, you have to translate in your mind. Sakshi Chaitanyam, ever the seer, ever the experiencer, never the experienced. That means, ever the subject, never the object. Sakshi Chaitanyam, the consciousness. I am ever the subject. Laksharta I or Vacharta I. Laksharta I is ever the subject, never the object. That is in Sanskrit, ever the drashta, never the drishyam. World is also is drishyam, but ever the drishyam, never the drashta. Ever the experienced, ever the observed, ever the seen object only. It can never be the seer or observer or experiencer. Now in between these two, there is one more. You have to recollect by that time. Drashta number two, mind or ahankara, is playing drik and drishyam. I am revising. This is because these are all very important points to be remembered. This mind or ahankara, any time I call ahankara, you take it as mind. Mind, if I say ahankara, both are synonyms. This ahankara or mind is drishyam from the standpoint of Sakshi Chaitanyam, ever the drashta. But the mind is drishyam. I know my feelings, I know my emotions, all which are happening in the mind. Who is the knower of this mind? Sakshi Chaitanyam. Once I know the emotions in the mind, the known object mind comes under what? Drishyam. That raga, dvesha, emotions are also which are in the mind, belong to the mind only. They are all come under drishyam only. But this mind, after borrowing sentiency from Sakshi Chaitanya, me, it plays a role called drik. It is the seer of the world. Mind sees the world. Mind is the seer, world is seen. Because I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, without mind, I cannot experience the world directly. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, pure existence, cannot experience the world directly. Because I don't have any instruments. Apani padam, I the Atma am not having anything. Therefore, mind experiences the world borrowing the sentiency from me, and it is experiencing. Therefore, jagat drashta mind, mind drashta Sakshi Chaitanyam. Sakshi is the drashta of the mind. Mind is drashta of the jagat. Sakshi Chaitanyam is the seer of the mind. Mind is the seer of jagat. Jagat is the seer of... You should not go like that. Jagat cannot see anything. Jagat is jadam, inert. But mind is also inert. It makes the body sentient. And the mind becomes sentient and sees the world through the sense organs. So, mind is the drashta also, drishyam also. Have you got the point now? You know already, but I am doing sthanu nikhanana nyaya. I want to shake you again and again and put this idea strongly. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am ever the drashta, ever the seer, ever the observer, ever the experiencer, never the observed, experienced or seen. But the mind is, ahankara is, lower I is, experiencer also, and experienced also. Observer also, observer from the standpoint of the world, and observed from the standpoint of Sakshi Chaitanya. Now, what are the differences between this Atma and Anatma? Whatever is Drishyam is Anatma. Since the mind is playing a temporary role to see the world, in deep sleep mind is not having drashta status. Therefore, it is Anitya Drashta. We saw that in the previous chapter. Mind is Anitya Drashta. Difference is, whatever is Anityam is Anatma. Whatever is Drishyam is Anatma. Whatever Drishyam is Mithya, whatever Mithya is Anatma. Therefore, this mind is Anatma, is a Drishyam. Even though temporarily it is seeing the world, it doesn't have its own Satta or consciousness, anything independently. Therefore, we have to see the differences. First difference is, Atma is Drik, Nitya Drik. Mind or Ahankara is Anitya Drik. Number one, first difference. Then, Atma is Chetana Tattvam, Idi Sakshi Chaitanyam. Is Chetana Tattvam, sentient principle, whereas mind is, or Ahankara is, Achetana Tattvam, insentient principle. Number three, I the Atma Chetana Swarupam Druk is Nirvikaraha, changeless. Therefore I am Nirvikara Drashta, changeless seer. Changelessly experiencing. Whereas Ahankara is Savikara Drashta, changingly experiencing. As you are seeing the objects, your mind is changing or not? That is why Savikara Drashta. And fourth one is, this Atma is self-proven. Atma Sakshi Chaitanyam is self-proven. Svayam Prakashaha, self-proven, P-R-O-V-E-N, self-proven, self-evident, Svayam Prakashaha. Whereas, this Anatma is not Svayam Prakashaha, it is Paraprakashaha, proved by the Sakshi Chaitanyam, Paraprakashaha. Since I am Svayam Prakashaha, I am Satyaha, the Ahankara is Mithya. It is not having self-evidence. Therefore, it is called Mithya. Drishya Anatma is Mithya. Drishya Anatma or Ahankara is Mithya. Sakshi Chaitanyam is Satyam. I am Sakshi Chaitanyam independently existing. Whereas Mithya, mind, Ahankara is not independently existing. So these are the differences. After knowing the differences, what is the corollary, important corollary? Since this Ahankara mind has changingly experiencing, it is Savikaram, it is having attributes, those attributes are belong to that only, not to me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. All attributes, Vyadhi, Jara, Marana, hunger, thirst, whatever, pain, any suffering, anything, all attributes, tallness belongs to the body, upset belongs to the mind, worldly attributes belongs to the world. Therefore, give those attributes to those objects only. Because those attributes are not transferred to me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. You cannot separate the attribute from the object. So where is sorrow now? Sorrow is in the mind. Are you dukkhi? Are you the observer of dukkhi, dukkham in the mind? Observer of the dukkham in the mind. This word you have to remember when dukkham comes. You can say in the class, but when dukkham comes, you should immediately invoke this sentence word up. I am the experiencer of dukkham. I am not a dukkhi. Because I am experiencer of the mind, mind has got dukkham. So that mind has got dukkham attribute. That dukkham attribute, sorrow attribute belong to the mind only. Therefore, that dukkham also I am experiencing. I am not having dukkham. I am the experiencer of dukkham because that attribute belongs to the drishyam, object only. This is the purpose of studying Vedanta. Understand why I am talking this much time. I am sorrow-free Atma Chaitanyam. I have no connection with mind and its attributes called sorrow. I don't have connection at all. Therefore, what? All attributes belong to the drishyam only, not the drik. I am not having any attributes. I am nirgunaha. No guna, no attributes. Therefore, I am nirgunaha. Therefore, what? Atma, mind. Atma plus mind, when you say, Atma is subject, mind is object. Mind plus world, when you say, mind is the subject, world is object. Next point we have to remember is, another important corollary is all we have to know. What are the other points? In the 11th and 12th chapters we have seen, 5 points we can note. Then we enter into the 13th chapter. Because all these are foundations to grasp the subject matter. Atma, the primary illuminator. I said Atma and mind. Mind and world. Atma is the primary illuminator. Mind is the secondary illuminator. What are the differences between primary illuminator and secondary illuminator? I have given differences, but this illuminator standpoint we have to take. Number one is, Atma is Drishti Swarupavan. Drishti means the knower, the knowing illuminator. Knower, knowing or illuminating is its own swarupam. Illumining is its own swarupam. That is called Drishti Swarupavan. Here Drishti means perception. Number, whereas this Ahankara is not Drishti Swarupavan, but it is having some Vikara, some modification. It has to undergo a modification. Without undergoing any Vikara, mind is knowing anything by doing an action. It is not Swarupa Drashta, but it is Savikara Drashta. By doing some Vyapara Pravritti, some action it has to do. Some Pravritti, Vritti modification has to go. That Vritti Vyapara Dvara only it is the perceiver. Not Swayam Prakashaha, or it is not without undergoing change, it cannot illumine the world. Atma without undergoing any change, it is illumining the body mind. But whereas mind, it has to undergo change. Savikara Drashtana. Number two, Sannidhya Matrena Drashta, illuminator number one. By mere, just my, by my mere presence, everything is illumined. Sannidhya Matrena. Sannidhya Matrena, I am the illuminator, means Nirvikara Drashta. Whereas Atma is Nirvikara Drashta, but mind is Savikara Drashta. First point is what? I am Drishti Swarupavan. My Swarupam itself is illumining Swarupam. Whereas Ahankara's Swarupam is not illumining Swarupam. It is borrowed from the Atma. Pravritti Rupa Swarupam. It is having a Pravritti. Vyapara Pravritti Rupa Drishtihi. Perception. Second one, Nirvikara Drashta and Savikara Drashta. Third point is Karana Nirapekshataya. I don't require any karanam, sense organs to know. Either mind or buddhi or anything, I don't require anything. Without sense organs, I know, I illumine the world. Karana Nirapekshataya. Karana Nirapeksha Drashta. Whereas Ahankara is mind to see the world, it uses eyes, ears, nose, so many things. All the sense organs, mind, intellect, it needs to see the world. So, Karana Sapeksha Drashta Ahankara. Atma Aidi Sakshiyam Karana Nirapeksha, without the sense organs. In deep sleep, what karanam you are using? Buddhi antakkaranam. Are you there or not? You are there. Whereas to see the world without using your eyes, think about the world without your mind. Therefore, ahankara is sapeksha drashta. Third difference. Then fourth difference is, this swarupa drashta is nitya drashta. Jagratavasthayam, Swapnavasthayam, Sushupti Apasthayam, Api, all the time, Nitya Drashtam, or Nitya Drishtiman, Nitya Drishtiman, whereas Ahankara is Anitya Drishtiman. It is Drishtiman in Jagratavastha and Swapnavastha, sometimes in class also, blackout. Anitya Drishtiman Ahankara. Body is here, I don't hear. So Anitya Drashta, Anitya Drishtiman, temporary perception. Then last and final one, Atma I am Mano Drashta, Ahankara is Jagat Drashta. Aham Atma Chaitanyam am perceiver of what? Mind. Mano drashta. Let's say I said Atma, mind. Atma is the drashta of mind. Mano drashta. Whereas mind is jagat drashta. Seer of the world. Mind cannot know itself, by itself. Mind is known only by Sakshi Chaitanyam. Therefore, Atma is mano drashta. And mind is Jagadrashta. These are all the differences. With this background, based on these points only, this 13th chapter is going to come. Now we'll enter into 13th chapter. Page 128, 13th chapter, Achakshushtva Prakaranam. There are two readings. Achakshushtva Prakaranam or Achakshutva Prakaranam. Okay, we read the first shloka. Achakshushtvanna drishtirmim tatha shrotrasya ka shrutihim avaptvanna tu vakti syat natu vaktisya amanasvan matih kutah. The nature of the primary illuminator is presented from this first verse onwards up to fifth verse. Now we have understood clearly Sakshi Chaitanyam nature, the primary illuminator nature. and ahankara, the secondary illuminator nature also. Now Acharya is talking about the primary illuminator nature elaborately in this prakaranam. In this first shloka he says these five shlokas just nirvana shatkam, that's all. மனோபுத்தி அஹங்கார சித்தானி நாகம் நச்சஸ்ரோத்ர ஜிம்ஹேன சக்ராண நேத்ரே. அதேதான், ஜஸ்ட் லைக் தட் ஹி புட்ஸ் இன் எ வெர்ஸ் ஃபார்ம் ஹியர். மே ஃபார் மீ, வேர் இஸ் மே? திருஷ்டிர் மே இஸ் தேர். மே மமா ஃபார் மீ தி ஆத்மா. ஹியர் மே மீன்ஸ் ஆத்மா, தி சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம். ஃபார் மீ தி சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம். அச்சுஷ்வாத் ந திருஷ்டி. மே திருஷ்டி ந வித்யதே சக்ஷு யஸ்ய சஹா திருஷ்டி ந. ஹியர் திருஷ்டி மீன்ஸ், கேர்ஃபுல் யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், ஆத்ம சைதன்யம் தி பிரைமரி ஐ, லக்ஷார்த்த ஐ, அஹம். For me, there is no perception. There is no perception means anitya drishtihi nasti ityarthaha. There drishtihi means anitya drishtihi nasti. Very, very interesting. See, anitya drishtihi nasti means what? Nitya drishtihi asti ityarthaha. That's why I introduced all those differences. Nitya drishtiman aham. மே திருஷ்டி நித்ய திருஷ்டி நாஸ்தி. ஐ எம் நாட் அனித்ய திருஷ்டி நாஸ்தி. ஐ எம் நாட் தி டெம்பரரி சியர். ஐ எம் நாட் தி டெம்பரரி பர்சீவர். தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? வை யூ ஆர் நாட் ஹேவிங் த டெம்பரரி பர்சீவிங் நேச்சர்? பிகாஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஐஸ். I don't have eyes. Achakshushtatva, you have to see. Achakshushtvat. Achakshushtvat. Shtvat, shakara, takara, vakara and dirgham. Shtva. Achakshushtvat. Because I am not having eyes. Chakshuhu means eyes. Achakshuhu means na vidyate chakshuhu. Achakshuhu. தஸ்ய பாவஹ அசக்ஷுஷ்டுத்வம். தஸ்மாத் அசக்ஷுஷ்டுத்வாத் அசக்ஷுஷ்டுத்வாத். சின்ஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஐஸ், ஐ ஆம் நாட் த அநித்ய த்ரஷ்டா. மே திருஷ்டி நாஸ்தி மீன்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் நாட் த டெம்பரரி பர்சீவர், seer of objects, because the temporary perceiver is ahankara. Ahankara has got eyes. Ahankara using sense organs to see the world. Therefore, ahankara, the mind is using this eyes. Mind can see the world without eyes. Mind can know this clip without eyes. It cannot know. So, this mind is anitya drashta. In deep sleep, when the mind, eyes are closed, mind is also sleeping, mind cannot know the clip. This is anitya drishti, he always using the eyes. Without eyes also, I can see the mind without any eyes. May anitya drishti, may anitya drishti na asti. Why? I don't have eyes. ந சக்ஷு அஸ்தி. ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஐஸ். ஸோ இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஐஸ், வாட் அபவுட் இயர்ஸ்? டூ யூ ஹாவ் இயர்ஸ்? ஐ தி ஆத்மா, ஐ ஆம் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் மை செல்ஃப். திஸ் இஸ் மை ரியல் ஆட்டோபயோகிராஃபி. திஸ் இஸ் மை சுய சரித்திரான்னு சொல்லுவான். ஆட்டோபயோகிராஃபி, ரியல் பயோகிராஃபி. ஓகே. ததா சிமிலர்லி ஸ்ரோத்ரஸ்ய கா அஸ்ரோத்ரஸ்ய கா ஸ்ருதிஹி. Where is the question of sound? I am not anitya shrutihi. I am not having any temporary sound. I am not the hearer of temporary sound. I am not anitya shrutihi. Temporary sound, temporary seer, temporary thought, I am not having. Why? I don't have ears. I don't have ears. Here asrotrasya means earless. Earless means spelling correct ah potukonga. Naalaki tomorrow new year is going to come. In that mood if you write YER, problem. I don't have ear anna. Pronunciation is same. E-A-R, ear. I don't have ears. Therefore, Ahankara has got ears. Sometimes it hears, sometimes it won't hear. Here also you have to put spelling properly. English is not a good English language. Here, H-E-R-E, here. H-E-A-R, here. I am here, but I don't hear. Why? That is anitya shruti problem. Anitya shruti means what? Ahankara using the ears. Sometimes it hears, sometimes it won't hear. But I, the Sakshi, am earless. Therefore, I am not ka shruti. Where is the question of hearing the sound? I am not hearing the sound. ஓ சாட்சி பாவம் உனக்கு காதே இல்லையா? ஆமா காது இல்லையா? ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் இயர்ஸ். அசோத்ரஸ்ய கா ஸ்ருதி, த இயர்லெஸ் ஒன் ஐ ஆம். வேர் இஸ் த க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் ஹியரிங் த சவுண்ட்? தேர் ஃபார் ஐ எம் நாட் ஹியரிங் த சவுண்ட். ஓகே, தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் யுவர் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் சாட்சி. என்ன? நோ நோ நோ, தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் நாட் மை ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் மை க்ளோரிஸ். ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் லைன், செகண்ட் லைன், ஹி சேஸ் ந வக்திஹி மே மே யூ கேன் சப்ளை மே வக்திஹி ந அஸ்தி. தேர் இஸ் நோ ஸ்பீச் ஃபார் மீ, ஐ ஆம் ஸ்பீச்லெஸ். ஐ தி சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம், ஐ ஆம் ஸ்பீச்லெஸ். வென் ஐ ஆம் சீயிங் ஐ ஐ ஐ எவ்ரி டைம் ஐ நீட் நாட் யூஸ் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம். இப்படி எவ்ரி டைம் ஐ யூஸ் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம், ஐ ஆம் வேஸ்டிங். நோ, I am speechless. Immediately you have to go to Lakshyartha. Ahankara is having speech. Mind, Ahankara, using the speech, no? Speaking power, vak power. But this Sakshi Chaitanyam doesn't have speaking power instrument, therefore it cannot speak. Navatihi. I am speechless. Why? Avak tvat. அவாக்வாத் அவாக் ந வாக்கேவ நாஸ்தி. ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் நாக்கு, ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் டங், ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் நாக்கு, தேர் ஃபோர் நோ வாக்கு. இன் இங்கிலீஷ் இஃப் யூ ரைட் த சேம் திங், நாக் கேஎன்ஓசிக்கு நாக், டபிள்யூஏஎல்கே வாக்கு. சப்போஸ் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ரைட்ஸ், ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் நாக்கு, தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ கேனாட் வாக், தேர் இஸ் நோ வாக்கு. என்ன Swamini, you have to write in English or Tamil or Sanskrit, which language? You have to decipher now. Nak is a Tamil word, tongue. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am Lakshyartha. I doesn't have tongue. Therefore, where is the question of speech? Avaktvat, I don't have tongue. Vagindriyam, Vagindriyam comes under Jnana Indriyam or Karma Indriyam? கர்மேந்திரியம். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன்ல ஸ்ரோத்ரேந்திரியம் அண்ட் சக்ஷுரேந்திரியம் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் ஜ்ஞானேந்திரியம். ஆஃப்டர் சீயிங் டூ ஜ்ஞானேந்திரியம், சங்கராச்சாரியா ஹஸ் கம் டு வாகேந்திரியம். சோ அதர் த்ரீ இந்திரியம்ஸ் யூ ஹவ் டு சப்ளை. ஓகே, சக்ஷுரேந்திரியம் ஸ்ரோத்ரேந்திரியம் ஓன்லி ஹி ஹஸ் கிவன். சோ ஜ்ஞானேந்திரியம் ஸ்பர்ஷேந்திரியம் அண்ட் ரசனேந்திரியம் யூ ஹவ் டு சப்ளை. ஐ ஹவ் நோ ரசனேந்திரியம், தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ கேனாட் டேஸ்ட். ஐ எம் நாட் ஏ அனித்ய ரசவான். ஐ எம் நாட் அனித்ய கிராணவான் பிகாஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் நோஸ். அனித்ய, ஐ எம் நாட் அனித்ய ஸ்பர்ஷவான் பிகாஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஸ்கின், தட் ஸ்பர்ஷேந்திரியம். திஸ் இஸ் ஆல் ஹோம்ஒர்க் ஃபார் யூ. வென் கோயிங் டு ஹோம் யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை தீஸ் த்ரீ. செகண்ட் லைன்ல வாகிந்திரியம், வன் வாகிந்திரியம் வக்திஹி ந அவாத்வாத் ஸ்யாத் ஸ்யாத் இஸ் தேர் வக்திஹி ந ஸ்யாத் அவாத்வாத் தென் ஹி இஸ் கமிங் டு அந்தரிந்திரியம் அந்தக்கரணம் ந மதிஹி அமனஸ்வாத் குதஹ மதிஹி அமனஸ்வான் மதிஹி அமனஸ்வாத் பிளஸ் மதிஹி அமனஸ்வான் மதிஹி குதஹ வெரி குட் க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் மதிஹி திங்கிங் தாட் ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் தாட் ஐ ஆம் நாட் அனித்ய மதிஹி பிகாஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் மைண்ட் அஹங்காரா ஹாஸ் காட் மைண்ட் தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் அனித்ய மதிஹி sometimes it thinks sometimes it won't think I am never thinking at all because I don't have mind at all id enna swamini ella illa illa nu sonna nanna irukilliya na later he is going to come next shloka onwards continuation there is no thought also a temporary thought is not there for me next shloka number 2
அப்ராணஸ்ய ந கர்மாஸ்தி புத்யா பாவேன வேதிதம் வித்யா வித்யே ததோ நஸ்தஹ சின்மாத்ர ஜோதிஷோ மம
I don't have sound perception, I don't have seeing perception, I don't have thinking perception, I don't have speech perception. Perception means knowledge. I don't have anything. You don't have, whatever else you don't have, tell me worry what is still. Atma says, apranasya na karma asti. First line, now he comes to the Pranamaya Kosha. In the previous sloka, sense organs he has taken. Now he comes to Pranamaya Kosha, Sukshma Shariram, temporary. Prana represents karma, Kriya Shakti. Prana represents Kriya Shakti. Kriya represents karma, action. Na karma asti, there is no action in me. Why there is no action in you? Because I don't have prana. Apranasya karma na asti. Since I am pranaless, I the original consciousness am pranaless, therefore there is no activity, there is no karma. Ahankara only has got temporary knowledge, temporary karma, temporary perception of seeing, hearing, knowing, everything. Therefore, apranasya karma na asti. You have to take that mama in the second line, last word. Mama karma apranasya karma na asti. Mama. Mama means the light of consciousness. The light of awareness, such me, I don't have, I am pranaless, therefore there is no karma, there is no action, there is no activity. Then again, mama buddhya bhave na vedita asti. Buddhya bhave, I don't have intellect. I, the light of awareness, I am intellectless. Intellectless, buddhi abhave. Therefore, when buddhi is not there, what will not be there? Vedita na asti, there is no knowing. I do not know anything means anitya jnanam na asti ityarthaha. Buddhi, intellect, is having a knowing faculty. Knowing faculty. It is knowing something, it gets a knowledge. What knowledge? When the ahankara use the buddhi, that buddhi gets the clip knowledge. This is anitya jnana. whoever used the buddhi, they have got anicca jnanam only. Sakshi never used the buddhi because it doesn't have buddhi to use. Therefore, na vedita asti, there is no question of knowing. Vedita na asti, asti to be supplied. There is no buddhi, therefore there is no question of knowing for me. Knowing means temporary knowledge is not there in me. Why? I don't have buddhi. Temporary knowledge is not there. Then what you have? I am knowledge swarupam. Swarupa jnanam I have, vritti jnanam I don't have. To get vritti jnanam, I have to use my buddhi. So, since I is sakshi chaitanya, I am buddhi-less. Kekarrake oru maadhiri irukkilla. I is sakshi chaitanya, I am intellect-less. I cannot know anything because buddhi is the one which helps the mind ahankara to know the external object. But I need not know anything because sanidhya matrena jnana swarupam I am not having buddhi. There is no question of vedita, knowing object. Not only that, vidya avidye tataha nasyat. Vidya means knowledge. Ignorance means, avidya means ignorance. Vidya vidye. Vidya means knowledge. Avidya means ignorance. Tataha, since I don't have intellect, I the sakshi chaitanyam doesn't have knowledge or also ignorance. I don't have knowledge. I don't have ignorance. Then who is having ignorance, who is having knowledge? Ahankara has got intellect, therefore it has got knowledge also, it has got ignorance also. Since I am intellect free, there is no question of knowledge, there is no question of anitya jnanam. Knowledge means what? Anitya jnanam. And ignorance also. Syat. Then who am I? Chinmatra jyotishaha. அஹம் சின் மாத்திர ஜோதிஷா. சின்ன மாத்திரம் பியோர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். பியோர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஜோதிஷா மீன்ஸ் லைட் ஆஃப் அவேர்னஸ். ஜோதிஷா செல்ஃப் ப்ரூவன், செல்ஃப் எவிடென்ட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். ஹியர் ஜோதி மீன்ஸ் செல்ஃப் லூமினஸ், pure consciousness. Chin matra means pure consciousness, which is self-luminous. Self-luminous. How you understand when the self-luminous means? Once it comes, I don't lose the opportunity. Once this word self-luminous comes, I want to make use of this opportunity. How you are self-luminous? Are you evident to yourself or not in the class now? You are there in the class or not? Do you know that or not? That is called Chinmatra Jyotishaha. Now you are Chinmatra Jyotishaha or not? Now I'll ask you, have you come to the class so and so, name I call? Do you ask your next student, tell me, Swamini asking whether I have come or not to the class, have I come to the class? You want to verify? That means you know that you are here. You are self-proven. You are self-consciousness, self-evident. That is called Chinmatra Jyotishaha. Now, are you Chinmatra Jyotishaha or not? If you say only, I will leave you out. Otherwise, you don't ask anyone about your existence. Now, at present, I don't want to ask yesterday, tomorrow, and after 1 hour. Now, here itself, are you having doubt of your existence here in this class? No. You know that you are in the class. Without asking anyone, what instrument you are using for that? Tell me, are you using your eyes? Are you using your ears? Are you using your intellect? Are you using your mind? Are you using any other instrument? Tell me. You know just by yourself. This is called Chinmatra Jyotishaha. Now, what is your name today onwards? 2017, I am doing a Namakaranam to all of you. New Namakaranam for 2017. Chinmatra Jyotishaha. You are all Chinmatra Jyotishaha. Am I right or not? 100% correct or not? Correct. No doubt in that. Chinmatra Jyotishaha Aham. மம கர்ம நாஸ்தி, வேதிதா நாஸ்தி, வித்யா நாஸ்தி, அவித்யா நாஸ்தி. தேர் ஆல் டெம்பரரி, ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம். அதெல்லாம் அஹங்காரா ப்ராப்ளம் சொல்ற. ஜஸ்ட் ஐ ஆம் டெல்லிங். சோ ஐ ஆம் பியூர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். வென் ஐ சே ஐ ஆம், ஆல் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ரெஃபரிங் டு உச்சி திரஷ்டா, நித்ய திரஷ்டா, சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் அஹம். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 3.
நித்ய முக்தஸ்ய சுத்தஸ்ய கூடஸ்தஸ்ய விசாலினஹ அமிருதஸ்ய அக்ஷரஸ்யேவம் அசரீரஸ்ய சர்வதா.
I don't have all this சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம். I am declaring myself. That means what? பிரமாண வியாபார ஜன்ய ஜானம் கரண சாபேக்ஷ ஜானம் நாஸ்தி இத்யர்த்தஹ. In me the சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் பிரமாணஜன்ய ஜானம் நாஸ்தி, பிகாஸ் ஐ எம் நாட் ஹேவிங் பிரமாணம். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் பிரமாணம், சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், சக்ஷுஷ் பிரமாணம், ஸ்ரோத்ரேந்திரிய பிரமாணம். தேர் ஆல் பிரமாணம் மீன்ஸ் பிரமாகரணம், பிரமாணம். தே கிவ் நாலேஜ், தேர் ஃபார் தேர் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட். ஸோ பிரமாணஜன்ய ஜானம் நாஸ்தி, தட் ஈஸ் த இன்டென்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஆச்சாரியா. யூ வாண்ட் டு சே கரண சாபேக்ஷ ஜானம் ஆல்சோ நாஸ்தி. தேர் ஆல் இன் அஹங்காரா ஓன்லி. நவ் ஹீ ரிவீல்ஸ் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். ஹீ ரிவீல்ஸ் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் ஆர் ஐ கேன் ரிவீல், ஐ கேன் டாக் அபவுட் மை செல்ஃப். நவ் ஹவு லாங் சங்கராச்சாரியா ஹேஸ் டு சே யூ ஆர் சுத்தா, புத்தா, முக்தா? நவ் ஐ ஆம் டிக்ளேரிங் மை செல்ஃப். நித்ய முக்தஸ்ய சுத்தஸ்ய nitya muktaha. I am not going to become muktaha. I need not become muktaha. Why? I am already muktaha. I was muktaha, I am muktaha, ever will be muktaha. Therefore nitya muktaha, I am ever free. Shuddhasya, all in shashti vibhakti, shuddhasya, pure. Shuddhasya means pure. There is no any attribute. Shuddhasya. Kutasthasya means nirvikarasya, changeless. I am ever changeless. Avichalinaha, without any movement. Without any movement. Amrutasya, sada amrutasya. In the sarvada you have to supply to all. சதா சுத்தஸ்ய, சர்வதா சுத்தஸ்ய, சர்வதா கூடஸ்தஸ்ய, சர்வதா அவிசாரிணஹ, சர்வதா அமிர்தஸ்ய. அமிர்தஸ்ய மீன்ஸ் மரண ரஹிதஸ்ய, டெத்லெஸ். அக்ஷரஸ்ய டிகேலெஸ், அக்ஷரஸ்ய மீன்ஸ் டிகேலெஸ், சர்வதா அக்ஷரஸ்ய. அஷரீரஸ்ய ஏவம் அஷரீரஸ்ய, I am not having three bodies. Ashariirasya, especially physical body. I am birthless. Ashariiram means what? Birthless. Ashariiram vava santam priyapriye na sprishataha. Sashariiram vava santam priyapriye na apahatirasti. I don't want to explain. You have to think. Okay. Birthless, I am birthless. Nirvikara drashta, I am. No விருத்தி வியாபாரா ஃபார் மீ, தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ எம் பியூர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், எவர் பர்த்லெஸ், எவர் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம், எவர் ஃப்ரீ நித்திய முக்தா, எவர் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ், குடஸ்தா, எவர் மூவ், பிகாஸ் ஐ எம் அன்பர்வேடிங், ஹவு கேன் ஐ மூவ், ஐ காண்ட் மூவ், ஃபார்ச்சுனேட்லி ஆர் அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட்லி, பாவம், இன் மீ எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் மூவிங், இன் மீ எவ்ரி நாம ரூபா இஸ் மூவிங், ஐ கேனாட் மூவ். ஓகே, தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ எம் எட்டர்னல், திஸ் இஸ் மை நேச்சர். ஸோ அகங்காரா ஹேஸ் காட் அஜ்ஞானம், அகங்காரா ஹேஸ் காட் ஜ்ஞானம், அகங்காரா ஹேஸ் காட் ஆல் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், ஐ ஆம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ். ஸோ ஸோ வாட், ஹூ ஆம் ஐ நவ், ஐ ஆம் சின்மாத்திர ஜோதிஷா. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.